listening to BBC Radio Norfolk. It's the Dame Time Show with me, Rosanna Tennant, and I'll be here with you until 2 o'clock this afternoon. And maybe you are wandering around in a bit of a food-filled haze at the moment after tucking into lots of delicious Christmas food over the last couple of days. But maybe you're also thinking you might need to get out of the house, go for a little bit of a walk to blow away some cobwebs. And there's nothing better, is there, than a little winter walk. Today you've got to be brave because it's a bit wet out there, so you need your wellies and a good coat, maybe an umbrella. But we thought we'd get a little bit of inspiration for you this morning from someone that knows the county's pathway like the back of her hand. Susie Watson, I'm pleased to say, is here from Explore Norfolk UK in the studio with me. You've braved the elements, Susie.
I have. I've come in from, all the way from Swaffham.
It's a little bit wintry out there, but that is perfect because we're talking about winter walks and Norfolk is so beautiful. There are so many places to go. How important is it to get out and about? Because it's so easy, isn't it, just to snuggle on the sofa, put a film on, put your feet up and tuck into chocolates.
I think getting out into the sort of coast is amazing. I love the coast and just getting that fresh air and sea air. I don't know what it does. It does something to you. The space and just it gets your mind sort of set in the right way. It clears the mind. Great for joining up with some friends maybe today. You know, between Christmas and New Year, as you say, we've all eaten probably too much. You know, you get into nature. It's free to go for a walk. What better way than to discover the countryside, you know?
And you mentioned the coast. Obviously, we are spoilt here in Norfolk. So many wonderful areas around the coastline. Do you have some particular favourites that you would point people to?
I do. I have so many. I just love the coast. The one that I would probably suggest in the winter between November and February is the Horsey Walk. I know it's a popular walk, but there is a very good circular, 5 mile circular walk around Horsey. Starts at the National Trust Horsey Wind Pump, which has been recently restored. It then takes you all the way to the beach and the viewing platform with the seals. And of course, the seals are the real draw for this walk. You've got thousands of seals and their seal pups at this time of year, so it's a brilliant walk. And then you go inland and back past an amazing sort of ruin of a drainage mill called Brograve Drainage Mill, or pump, depending on how pedantic you want to be. And it's a lovely walk, but it can also be a much shorter walk if you've got little kiddies or something, because you can just park at Horsey Gap and walk along the Norfolk Coast Path take them there and back again. But then you're going to see the seals.
For everyone, isn't it? Because it is difficult. And you've got all ages, all abilities. And you mentioned parking. That's always a worry, isn't it? You think, well, let's set off to this lovely walk we're going to do. Where are we going to park?
Yes.
Where's the best place on the circular route to sort of start? But that's lovely. And the seal pups, of course, you have to be careful, don't you, if you have a dog?
Yes, it definitely, if you've got a dog, please keep them under control, because I know there have been over the years, incidents where people have let their dogs sort of run around. The Friends of Horsey Seals are brilliant volunteers, and they all keep you sort of in control. But it's also cordoned off. You can't go onto the beach at Horsey in the winter months because of the seals. So actually, it's already there. Shows you what you can do anyway.
You mentioned quite a long loop. Are there some shorter loops for people who perhaps have got elderly people staying with them over Christmas, or as you say, have children, and so it's a little bit stop-start, but you still want to get out and about? Where would you recommend for that?
Yeah, well, I'm going to go up to the Norfolk coast, North Norfolk coast, because that is fabulous, and there's lots of boardwalks up there. So somewhere like Holme to Thornham, you can then catch the bus. There is a circular walk there. There are quite a few circular walks off the Norfolk Coast Path, but the Holme to Thornham one, you've got the Norfolk Wildlife Trust Visitor Centre, so you can stop and have a coffee or something. You've got pubs either end, and you've got boardwalk for most of it, which is really easy. easy walking, you know.
I love that. Have a little coffee. I'd have to have a treat as well. And then yes. You mentioned a pub. That always gets my husband walking. If I say, look, there's a pub that we can stop at, suddenly he sort of picks up the pace and he seems much more enthusiastic. Because it's nice to have somewhere to walk to, isn't it? Have really a sort of nice end destination.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And it just makes it more of a purpose too, I think. You know, if you're going out and you know you're going to get lunch at the end of it or something, then it's makes it much more enjoyable.
Absolutely. It's the carrot that we all need.
Yes.
And of course, it is a bit wet and wild at the moment. Mm. We've got the storm that's sort of almost letting us off the hook a bit in Norfolk. But you need to dress up sort of wellies and walking boots and things for a lot of these walks, do you think?
Definitely. I was going to say, I think it has rained non-stop from December, throughout the whole of December. So a lot of the walks, particularly around the Broads, are going to be really wet in the water meadows, so boots, but walking boots definitely, because it just gives you something sturdy, you know, on your feet, and you're not going to trip over.
No, we don't want any trips to A&E at this time of year, do we, at all? And have you got any tips on what to take? I know we mentioned that you might be heading to a pub or might be stopping off for a coffee and a treat somewhere, but is it a good idea to take water? Because even though it's pretty cold outside, you know, in the summer we're told pack a water bottle whenever you go. Still need to think about things like that in a backpack?
Definitely. I think water, without a doubt. Maybe a bar, you know, a sort of, whatever you call them.
An energy bar.
Exactly.
Well, you're very healthy.
are always good. And maybe some jelly babies. They're the good ones. They keep your strength up.
And not like too heavy to put in the backpack as well.
No, exactly. I mean, that's what I love walking in winter, because you know what you going to take. You know you've got to put on gloves, hat, boots, coat. In the summer you always think, oh, do I take this, do I take that, or whatever. But winter, perfect, you know.
You've mentioned some lovely coastal walks. Are there any sort of within the county that perhaps people won't have stumbled across, some little hidden gems that you could share with us?
Yes, there are. We've got a lot of disused railway lines. So you've got quite a long stretch on the Weaver's Way, which is a fantastic walk. And you've also got the Marriott's Way, which comes out of Norwich. And so a lot of those you can park, again, you know, and walk as far as you want. I mean, a great one would be to go to Honing, where there's an old station. It's like a little, almost like a little outside museum. It's got the station building, it's got a little bit of track, it's got information board and the platform. So you can walk along there, walk as far as you want and walk back again, or go to East Ruston, where you can also park, passing the Dillam Canal, North Walsham and Dillam Canal, the only canal in Norfolk. And so I think a lot of those railway walks are good. There's one around Reefham too. They get a bit longer, 5 miles or whatever, but you know, there's still some great walks.
We're so spoilt, aren't we? Just so totally, many different, yes, and different landscapes as well to enjoy. Yeah. You've mentioned the coastal element, but there's still so much within the county that's beautiful, because we sometimes get a little bit obsessed with the coast because it gives us so many different vistas. But lovely to know there are some other places. So if people have managed to note down a few of the recommendations, where can they find out more and maybe get some more details on where to go?
They can go to my website, explorenorfolkuk.co.uk. The Norfolk County Council website has a lot of walks on it as well. The National Trust, all the stately homes have walks. There are a lot of walks around their own grounds, and they have a lot of walks mentioned on their websites too. So they're all sort of, or just Google, where can I walk near me, you know.
Nice and simple. Get you out and about. Yeah. Oh, Susie, thank you so much for coming in to chat to me about winter walks. Plenty on offer, as it seems. I've added Weaver's Way to my list. And I'm definitely going to go and try and see the seal puppies, or pups. Thank you so much for all your recommendations, and happy walking. Lots to enjoy here in Norfolk. Aren't we spoiled? Right, time for some more music now, and then we will have plenty more to discuss when it comes to New Year's resolutions a little later on as well.